Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
People living their lives for you. On TV, they say they're better than you, and you agree. She says, hold my calls from behind those cold brick walls. Says, come here, boy. There's nothing for free. Another burger, another hot dog, some fries. Wishing the well of your health, don't go to hell. Well, another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute, cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will, but who will save your souls when it comes to the flower?
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, brought to you by these flowers. Go buy them. Yankees are losers. I'm tired from two long days, Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm not excited to watch this game nor talk about it. Jake, how you doing?
James, Zach Esposito on the one and twos tonight. DJ Jazzy Zach. Man, when we get some Jewel cranking, it reminds me of Yankees baseball.
Yeah.
That's legitimate. That's a real statement.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting our souls saved tonight. Or cleansed.
No, we're not.
Like, we might wake up and not be baseball fans. So you could, it could happen.
Oh, man. Yankees put out a lineup. I just, like, if there was ever...
I like it.
This is a classic Bull Durham, like, we need a rain out. Like, if they had access to the sprinkler systems, or, like, my Grandma Lala, she's a weather witch.
She's a weather witch.
I might have to call my Grandma Lala. I'm like, can you make it rain in Cleveland? If it was ever a day where the Yankees needed a rain out. Then Stanton gets over his five games in a row. Gio gets over his diarrhea. And we just don't do this lineup and do another one. If anyone else has a grandma that's a weather witch, let's all combine our efforts and get this game rained out.
That's smart.
What's the weather like in Cleveland?
Where are my weather witches at?
Weather Cleveland.
Cleveland weather.
15% chance of rain.
Okay, where are my weather witches at?
Yeah, just bump that up. Bump it up. Zach, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Feeling tired.
Okay.
I feel like we're all tired.
Guys.
Jake, how are you?
In the grind. I feel great. Big four gamer in Cleveland. I think there's some parallels. If you remember, the Yankees went through a bad stretch in 2019 that ended up in Cleveland. And then they accidentally won the last game of the series in extra innings. And then the season started. So I'm just waiting for the last game of the series for us to accidentally win. So then we can go on a winning streak against Baltimore. And that's Yankees baseball.
That's all it is.
Babe Ruth.
Yep. Babe Ruth exists. Alive.
Jim?
He was alive.
Is there someone named Babe Ruth right now on the planet?
Well, there's a guy with the last name Ruth, and some of his friends call him Babe, for sure.
But not, is his first name George? Is he named Babe Ruth, or is he named George Herman Ruth?
Neither.
Is there a George Herman Ruth living on the planet right
Yes.
now? Yeah, definitely,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough shoes to fill.
Huge dick.
Speaking of, have you seen the lineup?
Yeah, Brett Gardner's leading off, playing left field. DJ LeMahieu is batting second. Playing third base. Aaron Judge, DHing. And I like that. I don't mind those changes. I want lineup out of a hat. I want spark early. I like Brett grinding down pitchers. He got good memories of him doing that in Cleveland. I don't mind doing that for now. You have to mix it up. You need lineup of a hat. I like DJ batting second. maybe changes his approach a little bit. Mm. I like Judge batting third. The rest of the lineup is bullshit. Mike Ford bats fourth just because he's a lefty. No other reason at all for him to be there. Bats fourth. Mike Ford, the cleanup hitter, playing first base because he's a lefty. Gleyber Torres at shortstop, batting fifth. Aaron Hicks batting sixth. I don't mind that, really. Odor back in there because Gio is still like beat up, or I guess, or whatever. Do we have an update on that? And he's a lefty. And then Clint Frazier in right field. And Gary with the day off. Caught two in a row. And then it was a late night last night. And then they traveled. So I guess that's the fresher catcher. I don't mind that. But, yes. I don't know, man. Play Stanton until he gets right. Who cares about the 5 days off? I hope Gio's okay. Having him out sucks.
Yeah.
And, like, give Talkman some run. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It doesn't feel like the championship lineup.
No, I didn't feel like this lineup's going to get us out of a rut. Savale, who's they're going against, is coming off two really good games.
Savale.
He's started three games on the season for the Indians. Seven innings pitched, three earned runs, only two hits. That's pretty good. And then 7.2 innings pitched, only three hits, one earned run, and then six innings pitched, five hits, one run.
And he's had a nice little start to an MLB career, man. I mean, 25 starts at this point, a 3.49 ERA, Italian last name from Connecticut. Tough for me to root against this cat. But, yeah, I mean, this Cleveland organization is known for pitching. I think these two teams have the lowest batting average either in the AL or Major League Baseball right now. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. Looks like they've got Luplow, Hernandez, Ramirez, Rosario, Reyes, Naylor, barely know her, Bowers, Perez, and Jimenez. Behind Savale today, except Perez be in front of him.
Yeah. Luplow?
Maybe if there's like a bunt coverage and the third baseman gets in front of him.
Yeah, Savale is a recipe for disaster. He doesn't throw hard. He's a pitcher's pitcher. He throws six different pitches. He throws five different pitches. No, he throws six different pitches, and he throws five rather regularly. Like, his fifth pitcher is a slider, and he throws at 11.4%. So, he throws the four-seam fastball 30%, the cutter 20%. So, look for a lot of fastballs in the zone. And, yeah, he's like, you know, the velo's not there. He sits 91 miles per hour. So, he's like a thinking man's pitcher. Which sucks for the Yankees right now.
It all sucks for the Yankees right now.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. They bring up Domingo Germán.
Ford Odor.
Yeah, no, that line, the Yankees lineup today. Ford. Not that anyone's hitting, but, I mean, hey, you know what? I feel so bad about the 4-9 in this lineup. Now maybe they, like.
4-8.
Yeah, sure. I like Higgy. 4-8.
Thank you.
I feel so bad about 4-8 right now that, like, maybe they. They're good.
That 9-3, that might be.
But yeah, this is if there was like a church basket being handed around the pews and it was like donate for a rainout, I'd empty my wallet. I'd just throw the whole thing in there. Take the credit cards, take everything.
I thought that was donations the other way.
You always took out?
Yeah.
That's fair. No one had a problem with it because you're a little pauper boy.
I'm so good at being a little pauper boy.
Yeah. So
sometimes I walk the streets. What's your do you have a what to watch for?
Yeah,
don't.
Yeah. Don't. I mean,
don't. You're gonna watch.
I will watch, but thank God we're not doing a live stream or going to the game. I will watch very passively.
It's in Cleveland. Would have been tough to go to.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm gonna have my laptop, and I'm gonna be, I already know I'm gonna be working on breakdowns, and I'm gonna be just like kind of listening and tuning in. Like, no, don't watch this game.
Okay.
It's gonna suck. Or it's gonna be really good. How the fuck would that happen?
Yeah.
Jake, do you have a what to watch for?
I mean, leadoff Guardy is a lot of fun for the real Yankees folks. I mean, seeing him back up there is like a whoa. But yeah, I'll do the old 1-9 split. Higgy and Guardy, two guys that can kind of spark this team a little bit.
Okay.
If Guardy can have some energy at the leadoff spot, Higster, bottom of the lineup, is genuinely like people. If you haven't been watching the games, you might think this is a joke. Higgy is genuinely giving the best at-bats on the team since we've seen him this year. So, I'm give me the 9-1 split combo, man. Save our souls.
Why would you pitch to Judge? What are they doing? What are they fucking doing, dude?
You don't like Judge's protection.
No. Why would you pitch a Judge?
Because it's a guy we almost DFA'd.
Why would you pitch a Judge with Ford behind him?
It's a guy.
Say Guardy gets on.
Guy who was behind a retired guy.
Say Guardy gets on.
In the depth chart.
Say DJ hits a double, right?
Double.
Say Guardy gets on and DJ moves him over with like a fielder's choice or something like that.
Okay.
Say there's a runner in scoring position and Aaron Judge is up.
They should intentionally walk him.
Why would you pitch a Judge?
They should intentionally walk him.
Say there's two outs and a runner on first.
Yeah.
Why would you pitch a Judge?
I'm not. I never made it.
So look for a Judge to swing early in counts because he's not going to see any strikes. What? That's so stupid.
Watch for a Judge intentional walk today.
Yeah. In a big spot. And then a 40, yeah. Like, pop out.
And, like, it'll just be at that point of the game you forget. Like, it'll be 2-1 Cleveland, and the Yankees will get a runner on, and Judge is coming up, and you're like, okay, maybe the season starts going. And then they throw up the fours, and you go, ah!
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ford's behind him, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like this team. He lied through his teeth.
Domingo Germán gets called back up. He's had two starts this season, both not good. And we'll see. I have no faith in that. I think like true rock bottom is Germán sucking and Savali going like complete game shutout.
Yeah, I mean, if Germán is bad, man. Phew. I mean, this locker room was never with him anyways. And if you are bad at pitching.
He's got the stuff. He could be good.
He could. Like, Domingo Germán, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, like 8 Ks. He has that. Haven't really seen it this year. You know, he's done the head shake stuff. I was reliving the Britain quotes about him and, like, thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever heard a player say that about a teammate before. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of an agent of chaos right now. I kind of want the Yankees to turn on each other or something. Or win consecutive baseball games. So, the first seems more likely.
Let's see if they hustle, I guess. That's what to watch for after the whole Glaber stuff. And, Boone saying, I can't have that. I got to talk to him. So
Glaber.
Pitching path to victory, Glaber, Jake.
Glaber.
Pitching path to victory for the Yankees. They're going Germán. He's probably throwing. I mean, he threw 40 and then he threw 30 because he sucked.
Yeah.
No. He threw 68, then 79. My bad.
You're good.
So what's this mean? Game score.
That's his game score.
I hate that. So, I mean, maybe he throws like 80 pitches if he's good. 80, I would, 85.
I would potentially rule out Sessa and Nick Nelson tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Kresge got sent down.
There's another reason to not watch.
All right, so you got the whole gamut back there.
So it's Lickey.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of lefties in their lineup. So that means Litke's going to come in for Naylor Bowers. Or you know what? They'll have like Litke come in for Ramirez Rosario, and then they'll bring Chad in for Naylor Bowers. That's that. That's the pitching path to victory. It's anyone.
Like, dialed up.
If it's a close game, it should be O'Day, Green, Chapman. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. The Indians used four relievers yesterday.
If the Yankees are down today, they might go position player. There's a little what to watch for as well.
Ford pitching. When the Yankees are down. So that's that. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft.
You get to go first, Jake. No one got a correct homer yesterday. I'm still up 4-2, fortitude, and the series scores 3-1. Me.
Fortitude. How about that, my little dude? I will take Gardy.
Sure.
It's leading off.
Good choice.
Maybe he'll get some at-bats.
Good choice. Great choice.
Hit the pole.
Good choice. I'm going to take, let's see, which do I believe in the least?
That's a fun game. It's a dangerous game. It's a fun one.
I'm going to take Ford and Odor.
Okay.
It's a four-game set. Obviously, the Yankees know what they're doing. They want the lefties in there. And, you know, clean up Ford.
So this is tricky, because I do believe in Higgy, but I believe in him more on cold days. Like, I think that's his, he's dialed up.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take him on that day.
Because I'll have first pick. So I'll save him for that. I'll go Glaber. Maybe someone actually yelled at him. Not running.
Whose picks do you like better? I have Mike Ford and Rougned Odor.
I have Brett Gardner and Gleyber Torres.
It's hard when you throw Ford and Odor at
Yes.
But I think I got to go Jake on this one.
Ford and Odor, if you combine them, you kind of get the aggregate, you know? Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know that scene in Moneyball where they're like, we lost Jason Giambi. He had a 400 on base percentage. Well, we make up for that in the aggregate.
All right.
And they get two players to get those stats, kind of Ford and Rugi.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
When you say it like that.
Mm-hmm. Does that change your opinion at all?
Moneyball thoughts now? I think I got to switch to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Moneyball thoughts.
That's how you win an argument.
Yeah. What? Zach.
Yeah. Well, I just got elected president.
I kind of liked your argument.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Like, you've got 8 chances for a home run and otherwise just, like, the worst out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if you got a 2-game set with Ford or Odor, you're almost, like, dialed in.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the best. All right, over-under. What do you think it's set at? 7.5?
Civale in Cleveland, not hitting great.
I think they brought it down to 8.
Yeah, they're not going to 7.5. That's like aces up playoff shit.
I'm going to go to 8.
I'll say 8.5, and they're just being sick people.
8, yes. I'm like the best ever at guessing what Vegas puts at the over-under. Yeah. I'm taking the under. I think Cleveland wins 7-0.
Oh, let's see. I think it's the over. Like I said, I think we get a position player pitching, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over for
both
Jake.
9-8. How about that?
Yeah, we're both 9-8, yeah.
Free money.
When does the homer draft turn into the hit draft? That's really funny. It's really like it's
close.
We might be there. Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. At some point, it'll be fun again.
It's gotta be. Maybe even tomorrow. That's the beauty of baseball.
That is the beauty of baseball.
It's the beauty of baseball, man.
But,
gonna be so cool when they, oh, they're fielding the balls tonight. They're hitting. You know?
Yeah. There's a scene in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Did that win that year?
Best picture. It did. Where they're like trapped in the middle of the woods, right? This, I mean, I laughed so hard at this when I first saw it, and it's not that funny at all.
Sure.
It still cracks me up.
That's the beauty of life.
They're like, they crash land in the woods, and some like backwards redneck is like, hey, come inside. You can stay with me.
Sure.
And this is like what they say as they walk in.
My grandpappy bought this land in 1902.
Oh, very nice, sir.
This place is going to suck.
This always cracks me up. It's like, oh, cool, man. This place is gonna suck. And that's
we've all been there.
It's kind of how I feel about the game tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Like, I think this game has 0.0 ability to be anything but suck.
Rock me, mama, like a weather witch. Rock me, mama, change the weather, bleep. Hey, change the weather. Help me not watch all this pain. Please, grandma, will you make it rain? Hey,
change the weather.
Was right. That good?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's another. What's your premonition for tonight again?
Domingo out in the second inning.
Position player pitching.
Let's go, Yankees. Enjoy a nice dinner with your family. Don't watch the game tonight. See you guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.